you're a young man looking for a role model, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Behind the Mask podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Pellerin, and I'm going to show you a perfect candidate who can be your role model. Good morning. So me and Cameron, we just walked out of mass together here at Regina Chaley Parish. Right now we're sitting in one of the classrooms in the gatehouse. If you don't know what the gatehouse is the building in the parish in which the priests live. There's offices for the staff. There are classrooms for Sunday school. And so here we are sitting in one of the Sunday school classrooms for the interview. There's a crucifix up here on the wall. Mr. Cameron Richards and I are dressed both very nicely because we just walked out of mass. So let's go ahead and get on with this interview. Good morning, Cameron Richards. Thank you for coming on my show today. Would you please start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself and your background?
So I'm Cameron Richards. I am born and raised in Houston, Texas, raised in Katy, Texas. I grew up in Katy, and I had my mom and dad and my sister with a few pets. And I grew up non-denominational Christian.
Yeah.
As my first go around, I was raised in it. I was raised in the Bible and worship music. I had a bit of my childhood was mostly really great, but there was a few rough patches where I was kind of different from everyone else. I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is now considered a part of the autism spectrum, when I was 6, and I kind of stood out on occasion. I was also diagnosed with ADHD, as you will probably notice during this interview. And my early life was mostly determined by television, the internet, golf, football, defying my parents and overeating mostly.
Overeating.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What responsibilities did you take on as a child?
I had a few basic chores. I had to take the trash cans in. Yeah. I had to take the trash out. I never mowed the lawn. There were always people mowing the lawn. I'd take the dogs out whenever the dogs were there. I'd clean out the litter box whenever the cat was there.
Did you have a job in high school?
Yeah, I had two jobs. My first job was a coach at a facility called Next Level Athletics. That business doesn't exist anymore. But and then the first real job that I had at a corporation was at Books A Million. It's a national bookstore chain and at Katy Mills Mall. I worked it off and on there full time and all part time for 5 years.
Gotcha. Growing up, were you smart in school?
I was smart, but I was also really lazy. I did my homework and I got mostly A's and B's, but I know I could have done better. I didn't study enough because I was constantly distracted by everything else. I watched a lot of YouTube. I played a lot of video games. I procrastinated a lot. But, I mean, I got good enough grades to where I could go to U of H. So it was with pretty good time in school. So, yeah, you could say I was pretty smart in school.
Yeah. Growing up, did you know what you wanted to be?
No.
What you wanted to do for your career?
So I grew up wanting to be a professional golfer. I played in a few tournaments when I was a kid, but nothing really came out of it after junior high. So after that, in high school, I actually wanted to be a physicist. And so I took an AP physics class, and I dropped out within the first month.
Tough.
So I knew that I didn't want to be a physicist anymore. And so I thought about majoring in history and doing something in history when I was a junior in high school and a senior in high school. I was pretty determined to apply for that. But then my dad took me aside and said, Cameron, you're not going to really do anything with a history degree right now. You really ought to go look into business or something like that. I said, okay, I'll go look into business. And so end of high school, I watched Wolf of Wall Street, and I'm suddenly inspired to major in finance. So I go, and I apply for finance at A&M and at U of H, and I got blend teamed at A&M because, you know, they're very stringent about their requirements. But I got honors college membership and a scholarship from U of H. That's where I went. So I started a finance major at U of H. That kind of determined the rest of my career to this point.
At this point, my interviewee, Cameron Richards, starts to talk about his journey through college and what changes happened in his life.
Well, right now, I work in a natural gas job, and I got there through the grace of God, good luck, and the pandemic. So when I was in college, I completed a finance degree, and when I was a junior, I had no options at all for my prospects for internships. And my father worked at a company where I work at now, and he offered to talk to the trader about doing some part-time stuff for him, and it turned into an internship. And so, by the grace of God, I was able to go into that internship and eventually turn into a full-time role, which I have now. And how a lot of the other things that transformed me during this time and how that relates to how I am now is that I went through the pandemic during college and after college. So my senior year of college, actually, I went to U of H as a senior, and during the spring 2020, when the pandemic started, I had to leave. So I had no graduation ceremony, no final goodbyes, just, hey, take your exams, scram. That's what I did. Yeah. And I was angry, bitter.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of time on my hands. And I remember distinctly when my life changed in a different direction. It was in July 2020. And I moved out of my parents' house. And I kind of spur of the moment, after a bit of discernment, I decided to become Catholic. And everything kind of changed from there.
Yeah, can you explain that? Because you said you grew up what, non-denominational, right?
So when I was a kid, when I was 14, I was an atheist. I became an atheist when I was 14. And I persisted in being an atheist for 8 years. So it's funny. I'm wondering how I'm going to be 8 years from July 2028 and look back on my life, because that's when I would have been a Catholic as long as I would have been an atheist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my parents loved me and they wanted me to love God very much, but I just wasn't praise and worship music in sermons, long form sermons from the Bible never really got to me. And, you know, there was something missing, and the Holy Sacrifice and the Mass, that was the thing that fulfilled that need. And yeah. The sacraments fulfilled that need.
Yeah. And what was the attraction to the Latin Mass specifically?
You know, I hate to sound, you know, vain, but it looked really cool at first. I remember I was an atheist. I was watching TLM videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is really cool. I didn't know this was still around. And so I persist in going about it. And I remember going to my first traditional Latin Mass when I was still an atheist, March 2020. It's Ash Wednesday 2020. That was the first time I ever went to a traditional Latin Mass. I was kind of shocked. I remember a family who I know now sitting right in front of me with 8 kids. I'm like, yeah. Wow, this stuff actually happens. Like, this is real. You know, I knew kids in college who had Catholic parents. Like, I knew a girl in college who had 9 siblings. But I never really saw it practiced in front of me until that day.
Yeah.
4 months later, you know, I thought back to what I wanted to be, and I thought about Regina Tilly, and here I am.
Sweet. So, like, in life, what's your biggest passion or biggest goal?
My biggest goal, you know, I say it's to get to heaven.
Yeah.
And I get to heaven by leading my family. And how you lead your family is you pray for your family, you sacrifice for your family, and you work for your family. And I've only been married for about 9 months, and I'm still learning how to do those things. Because I'm pretty lazy and procrastinating by nature, yeah. And that's partially because I can't pay attention to many things at once, and because I have a lack of will, and I'm working on that still.
Gotcha. Sweet. What's your favorite hobby or pastime?
Right now, it's playing golf, man. I remember playing golf when I was a kid, and I just felt like now that I'm playing golf again, I have another reason. I mean, I feel like I have a piece of myself back again.
Yeah.
So right now it's practicing, playing golf, reading about golf, watching videos about golf, and just developing my skills again.
Yeah. So, like, you know how life is, like, really tough, right? So what motivates you when you're tired?
What motivates me when I'm tired?
Yeah. Or what keeps you going?
I think about what God wants me to be. And it's so much greater than what I could possibly conceive of it to be. And so that's when I get up and I go.
Yeah. Sweet. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
with at least one kid, hopefully a higher, hopefully with a job that pays slightly more.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
Is there anything really big goal that you want to accomplish, like, in life?
On this earth?
Yeah.
Well, on earth side, probably retiring early and playing. Probably retire early, joining a country club and playing golf and spoiling all my.
I like a lot of golf, man.
I do like golf, dude. Like, I just like, it's a hole.
Yeah.
That I filled in, and I can't wait to do it.
After Cameron talks about his career, he begins his concluding messages.
So, what was the biggest challenge in your life?
My biggest challenge in my life was, I mean, I'm probably going through it right now.
Yeah.
It's being married and getting ready to have a kid. That's the biggest challenge.
Because you think you're ready?
No. No one's ever ready. Everyone who says they're ready is lying.
That's a fair point. So, who is the most influential person to you, and why do you look up to them?
My most influential person on this side of the earth is my dad. He's everything that I, you know, aspire to be, and he's the kind of person that I go after because he's hardworking, he's prudent, he's extremely kind and generous, and he's in a position in life where he can be all those things to the max.
Sweet. What's the most important lesson you've learned so far?
That you shouldn't talk as much as you think you should. You shouldn't eat as much as you think you need, and that people know better than you, and you should listen more than you should talk.
Gotcha. What was the most significant turning point in your life?
When I converted to the Holy Mother Church in July 2020.
Yeah.
And the fundamental direction of my life changed forever.
Yeah. So in your field or in your career, what do you define as success?
Doing all my work on time, at the right place, at the right time, to the right people, making sure there's no spreadsheet errors or nomination errors, and hoping that, and at the end of the day, that no one calls me after my shift.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's interested in doing what you do, like saying get married, having a kid, working in the gas industry, or anything like that?
Discern. Everything. Pray the rosary every day. Meditate every day. Go to adoration at least once a week. Go to mass as often as possible. Listen for God's voice because he's there. Most of the time he doesn't actually talk to you. He talks to you in signs and feelings in your heart. And make sure you have a good spiritual director to tell you how to navigate those things.
All right. If you could leave the listeners with one piece of advice, what would it be?
Die to sin, die to self, live for God. Life is a lot shorter than you think you are, and God is, when you die, God is going to judge you. And so the time of repentance is now, not later. So with that in mind, go out, turn away from your sins, and be who God wants you to be.
Sweet. Big round of applause for my interviewee, Cameron Richards. Thank you for coming on my podcast this week. It was an honor to have you on the Behind the Mask podcast. As always, unpeel and be real. Thank you.